God speak during times of trial and tribulation? And how can the joy of the Lord comfort you? Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can learn more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your life. Discover more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk with Sister in Christ, Christy Farrell, about how the Lord has been speaking to her. We believe her story will serve as an inspiration for your deeper Christian living. Well, I have to tell you, listeners, it is an honor to introduce you to Christy Farrell, who has offered to come on the show today to share with us an amazing testimony about how the Lord is comforting her during a time of intense trial and tribulation. I want to tell you a little bit about her. Christy has been married to her husband, Anthony, for 21 years, and they have two teenagers. She's a grants and development coordinator in her day job for an animal shelter here in Central North Carolina, where I am too. She also serves as a travel advisor in her own business. I met Christy 2 years ago in a local networking group, and I am so thankful that the Lord brought us together. I've been so blessed to get to know her. So Christy, thanks for coming on our show today.
Thank you, Jo Heather. And it's been a pleasure to know you and to get to know Tammy as well. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah. So Christy, it was nice to meet you. We had a chance when we were doing our pretest for the show, we got to talk and I got to know you a little bit better before coming on the show and to understand a little bit more from what Jo Heather shared about your story and also from hearing it from you in that time that we had to talk. So I know the topic at hand today is sensitive, but I know you have a lot to share that's going to lift up and encourage people through this situation that has occurred in your life. So, I want you to be able to, in your own words, be able to share kind of what happened with your father who took his life unexpectedly in September. I know it's really recent and I know it's difficult, but if you could share with our audience, I know that you have a lot to encourage people during this difficult time.
Sure. Thank you, Tammy. I do feel wholeheartedly that the Lord does want me to shout this from the mountaintops. It's been so revealing. So as of the date of this recording, it's been 1 month since my father took his own life. And I'm going to go back for a minute and talk about how God has revealed himself. One of those ways was back sometime this summer, it may have even been in July, my dad was at my house, and I don't know why this conversation came up, but it's my belief that the Lord knew what my dad was going to do on that day in September, and he gave him these words to say to me. I'd never dwelled on these words. It just came to me upon his death that these were said. He said, "I don't know why in the world anybody would take their own life. They're not in their right mind." I said, "Well, that's for sure." He said, "No, I'm serious." He said, and he used his hands when he spoke, he said, "They are not in their own right mind." Hearing that at the time just was a phrase. It didn't mean anything to me. But after the news of his passing, I know that God was prefacing me to remind me of those words when he passed. Mm-hmm. So not to recount the whole story, but I have to kind of mention how it transpired. He had had a medical episode that night, went to the hospital, and his vitals checked out okay. He didn't want to wait. He called my sister who lived next door to him and asked to come get him. So he went to bed around 2 o'clock and he didn't get up at his normal time, even though no matter how late he went to bed, he would still get up at normal time. So my sister got the phone call from my stepmother that she thinks that that's what happened, that she thinks that he that he shot himself. She heard something, and my sister ran over there and saw him take his last breath. And so my sister Heather really needs a lot of prayer, mm-hmm. because that's a traumatic event for anybody to go through, especially with your father, mm-hmm. and to see that scene. I did not have to see him with any blood or damage. We saw his body later, and I'll discuss that. So what my family did is our daughter is in college 3 hours away. So we chose to immediately go tell her in person. She's already a volatile person who has some anxiety issues, and we felt that it was best. And thank the Lord, my husband, even though he was close to my father also, he had all kinds of wherewithal to make those wonderful decisions that we needed to get on the highway and go tell her. So we stayed the weekend. It was Labor Day weekend. We were blessed that there were 4 hotels available to book. And my husband told me, don't worry about bringing your computer to book a hotel room. I'll handle it. So he found us a very nice hotel. The fact that it was available on Labor Day weekend at a beach city was just, you know, amazing. Yeah. So we were leaving our daughter in college on that Monday, and we were supposed to meet at the funeral home here in my hometown to talk about the plans that Monday afternoon at 2. So we left our daughter, I'll just put it, in an altered state. We left her in the parking lot having a meltdown, unrelated, probably somewhat related to my father, but at the moment it didn't seem related. And so it was a difficult thing to leave her. We were torn. Do we bring her back with us? She's already volatile. What do we do? So my husband, just having more clarity than I did, said, we need to leave her where she's at. We'll let her know when the funeral is going to be. We know it's not going to be in the next couple of days. So we left her in that volatile situation. We head back on the highway, and we were down the road a little bit, so my mind was fairly clear. I was not crying, and I distinctly remember, you know, the moment there was nothing to see on the side of the highway, and God just gave me this vision of my father in my mind's eye. You know, I was consciously awake and aware. My eyes were open, and my dad's just standing there. I see him from the waist up. And my dad recently, in the past several years, grew a beautiful white beard, and he kept it kind of close shaven, and it looked so good on him. But in this vision, he did not have his beard. And to me, I believe that's consistent with what I feel like happens, that we're restored when we go to heaven. So we might be younger, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. So he's talking with his hands, and he knew what I just went through. I think he probably knew what we just went through with my daughter. And he says with his hands, he says, and it was just like him. He says, why are you worried about me? I'm fine. In mm-hmm. fact, I'm great. And he was so happy. And I didn't even cry when that happened, because I just felt I want to tear up now talking about it, but I just felt overwhelming peace. And that was what God was doing. God was giving me overwhelming peace when I needed it the most. Yeah. Mm. I've handled this so, so well. I don't get too emotional about it, but when I talk about what the Lord has done for me, I'm getting emotional. So we go to the funeral home, and it was my son, who's 15. He rode with us to the beach also. I wanted us 4 to be together. I didn't want to leave him at home. And over the weekend, he said, I want to see Pawpaw. I want to see Pawpaw's body. I said, no, buddy, you don't want to see that. So I told my sister, and she contacted the funeral home, and he was to be cremated instead of being put in a casket. So his body wasn't going to typically be prepared. But because the funeral home was so kind to do this, they cleaned him up really well. And luckily his wound did not make a huge mess. And they glued it back together. So it looked like a little scar on his forehead. And he looked very, very good color. And it was, you know, at first, my sister, who walked with him daily every morning. So imagine what she's going through. You know, she walked with exercise every morning before work with my dad. So she takes me in there. And I just when I got there, I just fell to the ground. I just could not believe that that was what I was getting ready to do, see my dad's dead body. He was the most loving life, happy, full of the fruits of spirit person that you could ever imagine. So we peek our head inside, and it wasn't that bad, and I had to leave. So after we did the obituary, I decided I wanted to go in there and just stand. And immediately when I saw his body, I was at peace. And the Lord, I don't think the Lord himself was saying this, but he was putting this thought into my mind. I didn't feel it was the Lord's voice. I just said, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, you were in fear. You were in such fear." And I just felt this, my body felt lighter than it was. And I just felt that God was trying to let me know that my daddy was in fear. So when you add up fear and pain, that's a recipe that we all change, right?
Yeah.
So fast forward, my fam, like the next day after the funeral home, that Tuesday, I'm coming down with something. I get a cold or a sinus infection that turns out to be, I didn't know until 5 days later, I had COVID. I got COVID, yeah. You know, just a couple days after my dad passed, and my whole family got it. You know, they didn't get it right away. It was really strange. My daughter came home for the following Saturday morning. She drove home because his service was that following Saturday. And she was with me for 24 hours. And the next day, she was symptomatic, and she tested positive for COVID. So I think the way that it works is you can get it within one day or many days. I don't know that there's a science to how you and when you can contract it.
Mm-hmm.
So that Monday, because my son and my husband had it, I scheduled an online appointment with a telemedicine doctor in my local area that I had already heard provided early COVID treatment. And ironically, I knew his family. So his sister was both of my child's third grade teacher at a local Christian school. So there was so much comfort in knowing that he would take care of us. I knew the nurse that he had been working with that told me his successfulness in treating COVID early. So I began to tell him, as I'm not tested at this point, I began to tell him on this Monday what has happened. And I said, you know, I think it's just a sinus infection, but I want you to know this, that, and I've been crying a lot. And I told him the story real quick. And he said, well, you know, God led him to tell me this. He said, you know, it's proven that COVID can cause depression even after recovery, not related necessarily to isolation. It's just something that occurs that the body does.
Mm-hmm.
I've since found out that a vitamin D deficiency can encourage that. I've found out that a vitamin D supplement can help combat that. And I don't know if now's the time to pause, but there's a little bit more to the story about that.
Yeah, so we will take a moment just to pause right here. And I thank you for so much for what you've been able to open up and share with everyone. And I'm sure there's listeners out there who've probably lost, you know, a loved one and understand kind of where you're coming from with that pain and confusion. And you covered a lot in a short amount of time, and we're going to dive into some of that in a little bit. But I just want to let, before we continue on, I just want to pause and let those who are listening know how they can support our podcast. So, you know, first, depending upon what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. But the most important thing you can do is to share this podcast with your family, your friends. Maybe you know somebody who is suffering from depression, or, you know, somebody who's lost a loved one to suicide. And we also want to extend an invitation for you to be able to help our podcast grow. So in the world we live in today, I mean, we're talking about it right now. There are a lot of individuals who feel discouraged, hopeless, unloved. Many people are searching for a word of encouragement, and they're hungry to know God's word. You know, so by partnering with us through prayer and financial support, our podcast will continue to grow and impact many more lives. You can find out how you can sow into our ministry podcast by visiting our website donation page at loveandencouragement.com/donate. Also on our website of loveandencouragement.com, we feature early access to both video and audio every Wednesday. If you want to save some time, we have a form on our contact page. You can sign up on our email list and we'll email you the podcast every Wednesday.
Thanks, Tammy. I appreciate you sharing that with us. So, Christy, I know that right before the break, you were telling us, you know, about what you were discovering was a side effect or a possible outcome of battling COVID. And I know your dad had battled COVID. And the reason that you're here today is, you know, you want to share words of encouragement with others. And, you know, the scripture that came to my mind as I was thinking about you and this situation and the broadcast today, I thought of 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, because it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles." And I'm going to pause, and here's why. Why does he comfort us? So that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. So I know that that's your heart's desire with sharing your story today. You know, how the Lord has been right there with you in this whole journey, communicating with you. You've told us about that. Tell us, pick back up on the story about what you were discovering about COVID and depression and how the Lord was comforting you really through this information, through this knowledge.
Yes. Most of what I've talked about so far is the signs that God gave me, but then it got a little deeper where I saw some real life proof. And one of the first few days, I went through my phone and was reviewing our text messages between me and my dad. And I had just had a conversation with him the prior Wednesday. And that prior Wednesday, he said the funniest thing to me, and we had the greatest laugh, and it was just the best time. And he was just, he seemed so very, very normal. You know, there was no question in my mind. And, you know, he had been around, all of his neighbors, and they didn't notice anything either. But in my text, and I want to preface it with saying this. In 2011, my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. If it had been in one more lymph node, they would have said he was a dead man then and they wouldn't have treated it. But he overcame that. And he was such a hard worker and a trooper that, you know, he had vacation time, but he would only take off Thursday and Friday to have the chemotherapy and then go back to work the next Monday. Some years later, he retired. About 2 years ago, he developed what they found early because he was on the watch. He had bladder cancer, so he had a very invasive bladder cancer treatment that he overcame. So, you know, he was just a trooper, and God was with him and helping him heal and everything. So, you know, back in, I guess it was early August, you know, he tells me that he had COVID. And sometime in August, he texted me and said, "I think I'm losing my mind." And I honestly thought, because the chemotherapy did a number on his body, he would often say, "Oh, I forgot, you know, my chemotherapy brain." And he would just sort of laugh it off.
Yeah.
I thought that's what he was talking about. I didn't think anything of it. I would check in with him almost every day and ask him how he was doing. His treatment was very different from ours. His doctor, you know, as a cancer patient, double cancer patient, his doctor prescribed him medicine. I'm trying to think of the name of it to keep it out of his lungs. I'll think of it in a minute. So it wasn't to rid of COVID. It was just to keep it out of his lungs. Well, you know, they told him, we'll do the antibodies for you. You know, different states handle it different ways. And in our state, you're required to get a doctor's note and you have to have a comorbidity to get it in our state. Not all states are like that. Some are open to just testing positive, which that inconsistency personally bothers me. And I feel that God wants that message out too, that there's inconsistencies on medical treatment for COVID. So my dad was almost better on his own, and on about day 7 or 8, they finally called him to do the monoclonal antibodies, and he was much better within 2 days. I was still texting him, checking in with him. He was so busy, I think he liked to text better because he didn't want to be on the phone. He mowed 4 yards just for fun, his own and 3 neighbors, and, you know. And he worked on his friend's small business property that he had. And he was just, you know, wide open. He was working on his father-in-law's HVAC. And I said, Daddy, you are tough as nails. Well, he told me also that while he had COVID, he said, I got to get rid of the smell. The smell's about to, it's making me sick on my stomach. And I said, well, what is it like, Daddy? He said, I don't know. It's just the smell in my nose and I just smell it. I don't know. Well, mine, I can describe it for me, and it smelled like dirty socks. I don't know what his smelled like. He couldn't describe it. So he was very, very frustrated with that. A little bit later, I'm sorry, my home phone is going off. I hope you can't hear it.
It's okay.
So he seemed to continue to get better, and he seemed totally fine. Well, God gave me all those words of wisdom and all those points, and that doctor told me that COVID could cause depression. And I thought to myself, really, there's no way my dad was depressed. So I called my sister a few days later, and I said, I want you to know what I found out. She said, yeah, I knew he was down, and that's why I tried to help him. She said, Tuesday night, I took him to a baseball game, and I knew he was down. Well, there was pictures of them at the baseball game, and he was so very happy. Someone commented on her Facebook page that he climbed over the bleachers to go get my sister some Dippin' Dots. You know, he seemed fine, but there was something that she knew that I didn't from those daily walks. And, you know, my aunt said it best. She said, my brother was the happiest depressed person you would ever meet. Mm-hmm. And that really sums it up, you mm-hmm. know. My sister knew that he was going through something, but her wildest dreams she would never imagine would do something like that. Mm. You know, and whether it was COVID that we know, in fact, can cause depression, if that's what happened to him, or if it was some other reason that caused his depression, the Lord has told me that it was a combination of depression and pain and fear. We know he was in pain. His medical episode brought him to the ground in pain. We later looked at his information, and they detected gallstones. So it was likely gallstones that were causing his pain. But nonetheless, it was a perfect storm, and God knew he was going to do this in July when my dad told me what he did about someone taking their own life. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that God wants me to shout it to the mountaintops that we don't, you know, my dad trusted his doctor and my dad was lucky. And I don't have a way to know that early treatment would have been better and produced a different outcome. But I do know this. I do know that early treatment has been useful for so many people, and we're not going to find that information on mainstream media. And I feel unapologetic that God is leading me to not get the vaccine. And there are others that may feel that way too. And although, you know, there are pressures from different people in the community, I'm very unapologetic. And I want to say that, you know, I traveled to hotspots unvaccinated and didn't get it, but God had me get it to see a glimpse of what my dad went through. What I mean by that, I ended up giving COVID to, you know, a couple of my family members, and that led to hearing some of their mental struggles that they're experiencing as well as a result of what they feel like, not the quarantine, but that COVID is doing to their brain for whatever reason. Since then, I've learned of other people in my community that said, well, you know, I had COVID in December and you knew I had it and you knew it didn't physically bother me. But can I tell you that we felt oppressed and we felt like the devil was in our house? Mm. Well, my sister, my other half sister and her family just got it. And she said the exact same thing. And she didn't get it from us, but from another source. And she said the exact same thing. And there has got to be something to that, because these people are telling me these stories and they haven't heard the other stories to make it up. So I just want to make it very, very clear that many, many people I know have received early treatment that feels like most of the medical community is trying to block us from having, and it works. And I feel like God is leading Christians in a direction to have faith over fear. And that's where I am. And I am very comforted by Him.
Yeah. Wow, that was a lot, but I don't even have words really, you know. I mean, all that you've covered, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there. I've known people who've had COVID. I believe I had it back in January 2020 before we even knew what it was, you know. And one of these days I'll get an antibody test, just to, you know, for my own personal acknowledgement, you know. And it affects people, everybody, so differently. Yes. You know, I mean, it really does. And with anything, we, you know, we do know that early diagnosis and early treatment, you know, in the medical world, you know, does make a difference, whether it's cancer, whether it's the different things, and so forth. And we also, you know, as Christians, we believe in God. We believe He is the God who heals. You know, He is the God who restores. He is the God who answers prayer. He is the God of so many things. And we just need to be able to see Him that way and share the love and encouragement with others to encourage them to see Him that way. Because no matter what they're going through, we don't know what wickedness has come into the COVID stuff, whether it came from, I mean, if it's true, it came from a bat. That's wicked.
Yeah.
You know? And who knows what it does to our bodies. I mean, you know, everybody has different stories and different testimonies to share and how it affects their body. And it's not like a normal virus. You know, it's not like a normal virus, but God is still on the throne. Mm, amen. God says He heals all diseases, mm-hmm. right? Nothing's too hard for Him, right? There is healing that can come to all our bodies. And so I encourage anybody who maybe, you know, who've had COVID, who are having long-term effects from it, you know, or going through it right now, that, you know, and I'm not saying don't go to your doctor, you know, but along with going to your doctor, if that's what you've chosen to do, seek the Lord. Mm-hmm. Seek the Lord. Ask Him to help you with you're having depressing thoughts, if you're having things that are down, because it says that we're not supposed to be discouraged and stuff. We have the Holy Comforter inside of us mm-hmm. that can lift us up and give us that joy, that peace that comes beyond our understanding. You know, there's a lot that the Lord can do to keep you there. And also, I think, especially after listening to your testimony, you know, I encourage people to reach out. If you feel like something's not right, and you might think this is silly, you know, oh, I don't know, I'm feeling kind of down. I had postpartum depression after my kids were born, You know, I couldn't explain it. It was like somebody pushed my emotions off a cliff. It was, you know, not everybody has that. But I mean, my dog was also dying of cancer. So I had some other things, you know, going on and stuff. So I know what that it's like where you don't understand why you're not right. You know, where you just don't feel right. It took a while to get back into after giving birth and stuff and the breastfeeding, different things, to get back into my hormones in balance. And so it's, but you reach out. If you know that something is different inside of you, you reach out to brothers and sisters in Christ and say, can you help me with it? Can you pray with me? Mm-hmm. Can you stand in faith? You know, do you have somebody I can talk to? I mean, Joe Heather's a coach, you know, I'm sure she's available. People need help. You know, they can reach out to Joe Heather and say, hey, can you help me with something? I don't, you know, help guide me into what I should do and what decisions that I can make. So we had some different questions we were going to ask you. And so one of the things I want to talk to you about was the vision from your dad. And I know you've gone into that a little bit of detail, because some people listening might think that might be strange, you know, vision, you know, is she okay? If you read the Bible and you're familiar with the Bible, there's lots of visions that happen. And the Lord said people will see visions again in the future. I personally have had visions from the Lord, and they are very comforting. Mm-hmm. The thing, being a photographer and a visual person, when you get a vision from the Lord, it's a whole bunch of information compacted into a brief moment. It's not like the Lord had to sit down and talk to you for an hour. He gave it to you in one instant vision, right? And so you could take it, you can meditate it. I'm sure you're thinking about the vision. Maybe you're seeing things. He'll continue to show you things about that, what he showed you. Because he wanted to show you something. Think about it. When God gives you a vision, he wants to show you something. He wants you to see something, to understand something that only through that vision he could relay that information to you. And for those of you, like I said, who maybe never experienced a vision before, it's just a way that God communicates with us. You know, he communicates in different ways to different people through different gifts and talents, in different ways that he'll know that we'll receive the message that he has. But we also know in Joel chapter 2, verses 28, that the Bible speaks about seeing visions through the power of the Holy Spirit. And as a born-again believer, you know, we have that Holy Spirit inside of us. So is there anything else that you would like to share about that, especially being able with the whole vision and stuff and that comfort that it gives to you, so that you can, you know, maybe share some comforting news with those who are listening?
Well, Tammy, not only was it so comforting to know that my dad was in heaven, and I felt like that was the message that God was trying to do. See, my dad didn't talk much about faith. He was more of that quiet person who, you know, I would say, well, thank you, Jesus. That's right. You know, that's what he would say. Or, you know, he was absolutely every one of the fruits of the Spirit. So we know that he was saved when he was a child, and you never lose your salvation unless you just turn your back on God. And he never turned his back on God. I know that. In fact, he was even able to discern of a false prophet that he heard. So there's more confirmation that the Holy Spirit was in him. So I feel like the vision itself, it was further confirmed that God wanted me to know that he was in heaven, is because the vision, he did not look the same. He didn't have his beard. It was a restoration vision, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't my mind playing tricks on me seeing my dad in my brain because I had just seen him, you know, weeks before. It was a vision from God. There's no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, and I think it is important to, I love when you said restoration, because I think that's what another word of comfort, because our goal with the broadcast today is to comfort and to strengthen and encourage, you know, our listeners who are walking either the same path that you're walking or that your family's walking or something similar. But the restoration, I mean, God restores, right? He does. And to give you that word of, yes, you know, I know it's from you, Lord, because he looks different. I mean, he's his in his new self, you know, with the Lord. And, you know, as we kind of come to close out the time of sharing with us, you know, Chrissy, you've talked to me recently about how the joy of the Lord has been your strength in these days. And, you know, just as your closing comments, what wisdom can you share with our listeners about how that sense of joy is comforting you right now?
Well, Joe Heather, I'm glad you glad you said that, because I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask God for it. God just gave it to me. And I was very blessed to have that. And God knew I needed it because, you know, it's, he's such a, my dad was such a light in the earth that he's just going to be so very missed, that God knew I needed that comfort. He knew that I needed that comfort to be strong for my kids.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very true. Mm-hmm. And, I know as we're getting ready to close, I know you have some final encourage, not that you haven't encouraged people already listening. And because I know there's people who tune in to our show, not because everything's peachy, but because they're suffering, you know, or they want to be able to know how to walk through some difficult times in their life. You know, and the way when we had talked and stuff, and there's a lot of negativity around suicide. You know, a lot of people in some religions is different than being a born again believer. We don't consider it religious. We consider it as, you know, being born again. We're having our fellowship with the Lord, and our sins are forgiven through Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for us. So, but there are some people who look at that as a sin, you know, and there's a lot of people that have guilt. It's not, God didn't want that guilt on you. You know, he doesn't want you to put that guilt on you. Or even questioning somebody else's, you know, salvation. Did that person, because they took their life, did they lose their salvation in that moment? I don't think so. I can't find anywhere in the Bible that says that you commit suicide, you know, you're going to hell. And it's no different than other sins. I mean, even people who are born again can fall short of the glory of God. We are sinners, right? And we've been saved by grace, but we still have free choice. I know my husband, you know, of 23 years, alcoholism came in, and, you know, and I believe he was saved. You know, but just because the alcoholism came in and ruined the marriage, ruined his job, became homeless, and it took his life, right? Through alcoholism, not through suicide, but it's still sin. The enemy, what does he do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, you know, and whether he's coming through the depression through COVID, he comes through the depression of financial strain, he comes through relationships falling apart, it comes through alcoholism, it comes through drug addiction, it comes through affairs that people have because they committed sin, and then there's this guilt. It comes through all sorts of things. But it is not, God has not, when you are saved, you are saved, right? You are still a child of God. And the important thing too is to make sure that we continue to walk as closely as we can to the Lord, so that I think that it will help us to avoid. Because I talk about one of my books about the roaring lion, how he stalks around, you know, and you can hear him. But if you don't keep your mind right, you won't be able to hear him. And you'll step into sin, and then because he can't touch you unless he can't just go up and just attack all these, you know, Christians. But when we step into sin, or when we allow the enemy to come in, and sometimes it's not even like with your dad, it may not even be something that he could have even helped, you know, we don't know what this COVID-19 stuff has in it that affects the body. People who have depression for different things. Maybe somebody lost a loved one and they're suffering, and then they want to take their own life, you know, or they go into alcoholism to cover the pain. You talked about pain. There's emotional pain. There's physical pain. There's things that happen that we get away from God, right? We're trying to fix it here and with that. I know I'm going on and on. I wanted to have some reassurance based, you know, on what your testimony, that the Lord has given you that vision. And it's okay, Christy.
Yes, well, I would like to reassure to the people also that my dad didn't have a plan on this. There was no note because he wasn't in his right mind. He had lumber in his truck that he was going to fix my sister's deck that Saturday. He had tickets to the race for Sunday and had already texted my nephew that he would pick him up at noon that day. You know, it was not planned. It was a sickness. No matter what exactly that sickness was, or a combination of, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as we close, is there something that you still feel is on your heart, you know, that you want to share with anybody listening?
I would say people need to follow their heart through God. And they need to discern what information they listen to find the truth. Even if you feel that you know, our schools and our government and whoever may be leading us the right path, I think everybody needs to remind themselves to trust in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And you know, keeping your eyes on Christ, you know, Christy's given you great examples today of just, you know, seeking the Lord. And he speaks to you, whether it's in a vision, whether it's in a, bringing back to your mind, because the Lord's done that for me also, Christy. He's brought back to my mind a previous conversation that I would have never remembered otherwise in the moment that I needed it, that he was like, no, I already knew this was coming. You know, I was already ahead of you, you know. I'm not surprised by it. Now, it's a mystery. It is a true mystery. I can't sit here and explain the whys. Okay, well, if God knew what was coming, why didn't he stop stepping aside? We can't answer that. And there are mysteries. That's where the trust and the faith and just that full believing in the restoration that's to come, and that you got that word and that vision. Just leaning on the Lord, keeping your eyes on him, because, you know, he is the way and the truth and the life, and he will reveal to you what steps you need to take for yourself in this, what I call the season of COVID, right? In this season of your life, he's going to guide you on what choices to make, what actions to take. He's also there. We've encouraged you, if you're battling and you're feeling isolated, please remember, you are not alone. Number one, the Lord is with you. Number two, he puts brothers and sisters in Christ around you. Reach out. We've already said, reach out. If you're feeling alone, it's time to reach out, because you aren't alone. It may feel like it right now, but you aren't. And so we just encourage you to reach out to those resources. Be in his word. We've given you some scriptures today to look at. And just be on the lookout for him. Christy's given us a great example of how to look for him, how to look for the Lord, and the Lord will show up. So I just want to thank you, Christy, for taking time to share your story, your testimony with us today. It's been a blessing to our hearts, and I know that your story is going to be an incredible comfort to listeners who are facing difficult times. And as we close today, I want to offer you, our listeners, a reminder. If you've been encouraged or strengthened by this episode, please share it with others. And if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, contact us. We've mentioned it before, loveandencouragement.com. And we'll see you next time as we continue to offer you those words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.